right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. Sitting here is Jake Hogan, everybody.
Hi, Los Angeles.
Yes, Jake Hogan, a producer and writer from The Simpsons, The Frasier Show. Just called Frasier, right?
Yeah, we call it The Frasier Show.
The Frasier Show.
Mr. Frasier Show, yeah.
And Malcolm in the Middle.
Sure.
Three very successful shows.
Sibs. I don't know if you remember. Oh, no. That's not a good one. Yeah,
I don't remember
people don't
Sibs.
Like that. I wrote an episode of Sibs.
And worked also, you've done a lot of work with Mike Myers.
I have worked with Mike Myers and continue to work with Mike Myers.
Yeah, and you got a new movie come out in June?
Mike does. It's called The Love Guru that I've helped worked on, but it's Mike's movie.
Right. But yeah. You've participated. You'll get a credit.
I have. No. God, no.
No?
No. I do uncredited rewrites of most things I ever do.
Is that right?
Yeah. I cash the check.
They don't give you credit at all?
No. Jeez. I mean, unless you rewrite it such that it doesn't bear any resemblance to the original writer.
Right. But don't they have it was punched up by Jake Hogan?
There's no punch-up credit in the Writers Guild, no. And I would have to arbitrate for credit.
And you don't do that.
And I certainly wouldn't do that to my friend Mike Myers, who's paying me lots of money. Why would I do that?
I see.
Okay. I want to work with him again.
All right.
About something else. And the truth is, it's his movie. I just help write jokes for it.
Right. But he pays you or the studio pays you?
The studio pays me. But he,
But he calls the studio and says,
correct,
that guy's coming
guy.
On,
yeah.
on board.
Correct.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
dude.
It's good. It's good.
Excellent. Yeah. All right. If you've dated an actress, gang, I know there are a lot of them are, hell on earth. And there are a few of you out there, so don't call us up and complain that we're saying every actress is like that, because we're not. But there are a few out there.
We're saying that 95% of actors are this way.
Yeah, maybe 95, maybe 96%.
Right.
And if you are that 1 or 2 or 3, maybe 4%.
God love you.
You're a great mom, you're a great wife, then take a powder. Enjoy yourself and don't call us up and, bitch and complain and
but
moan.
If you're a horrible mother and a horrible wife.
Does anybody ever say I'm a horrible mother, though?
Well, let's hear from them.
You think so?
If I hear the baby crying in the background as they're talking to us.
I think they would still say that they're a decent mother.
Someone out there in their heart of hearts knows that they're a terrible, terrible mother.
Right.
They might not say it out loud.
And there are people out there also.
But an actress would say it on the radio just to be on the radio.
Right. And there are also people out there who also hate their kids.
Yes.
And
they can't admit that.
Yeah, they can't.
I love them, but I hate them. It's like, no, you just hate them.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. You don't love them anymore. Right. You hate them. But I absolutely understand that, though. I mean, if you had like 6 or 7 kids and they were all a complete mess, I can understand disliking them after a while.
I can understand the trouble they're causing, but I don't think you could ever really hate your kid.
Oh, I think you could.
You could?
Yeah. Not, I mean, I couldn't.
Don't
I couldn't
think
hate
like
my
Jeffrey
daughter.
Jeffrey Dahmer's parents feel bad, but they still love little Jeffrey. Is he still alive? I don't know.
I think he's dead. I think he got killed in jail in Illinois.
But I mean, assuming when he was alive, so sad what happened, but we still love him.
Yeah, I don't know. If my kid ended up, killing people and eating them.
Right.
I don't know if I'd be that thrilled or that close.
Right.
And I would hate to people. I'd hate to think that it was a reflection on the way I treated people.
I think you couldn't. I think there's no way to getting around that. You raised a kid who killed and ate people.
Right.
It's going to reflect badly on you.
I mean, can you imagine what, towards the end, I don't know if Hitler's parents were alive.
Yeah.
But and I don't think he ever knew his dad. I think he was just his mom, right?
I don't know.
But he always heard the stories of he was going to be aborted and, his mom didn't want him and stuff like that. Do you think, even at the end, the mom and dad said, well, he's still our son?
He became the leader of Germany. I'm sure they were thrilled.
I know, but
they were alive. They were just, woohoo. Even then, it was wrong what happened to Hitler. That's what they're saying.
Right.
Adolf should have lived.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, but that's the way, I guess everybody's got somebody who loves them.
Yeah.
I just don't know, like Jerry Wachowski in here. He's got, someone who loves him.
Who loves you, Jerry?
Yeah, who loves you, Jerry? Your parents love you? Who else?
Probably just my parents and Scott, my buddy Scott.
Right. I actually heard Scott bad-mouthing you, so I'm not sure about Scott.
Yeah, he said he called you one of the angriest people on the planet. All right, if you've dated an actress, the nightmare that you went through, and we're going to try to lay it on some of the newbies here in town. Perhaps you've just flown in from another part of the world, and you thought, well, I'm going to date an actress. They're hot, and they seem like they're
And they
know,
are.
Nice
and they
people.
Are absolutely hot.
They're very hot. But the trouble that comes with them is not worth it most of the time.
If I get a divorce, well, when I get a divorce, right? This is Hollywood, so right. people get divorced. I'm going to date immediately. Start dating an actress.
You are,
yeah.
All right. Does Brown know that?
I think she expects it. I mean, I don't know. It's a show business kind of thing.
Your wife doesn't seem like she would be easy to divorce.
Okay. All right. You mean the lawyer that she has in retainer that comes over to the house? Is that what you're talking about?
I think my wife, I don't know if my wife would be easy to divorce either. I don't think she would be.
Oh, no.
That's not true. I think my wife would be fairly, probably easier to divorce than I imagine. But I still think that she would be pretty pissed.
Yeah. No, they don't, you know, most ladies don't take it well.
I have a friend who actually looks for, when he's dating a chick, he looks for a girl who would be easy to divorce.
Really? That's one of the
That's
primary
one of the
considerations.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
All right. Drew in Los Angeles, 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
Good, man.
All right. What's up with you?
I was just thinking, I've dated two actors, but I'm a gay guy, so I dated two guys. And the first one was pretty normal, pretty cool. We still have a nice friendship after we broke up. But the second one, he had been an actor since he was a little kid, so he had lost the ability to be sincere. And
hey, Bubba.
Yeah.
Hey, could you shut the vibrator off while you're on the phone?
Is my phone acting up or
there's,
what, man?
There's a little
oh, is that
buzz.
The phone?
Yeah, I'm
sorry. Oh, sorry, man. All right, so you dated the second dude. He was pretty cool?
Yeah, well, the second dude, he lost the ability to be sincere, and he would say little lines. I mean, he would say these romantic things to me that I felt like were straight from movies, and I'd want to pinch his cheek and be like, I don't believe you.
What would he say?
Well, he'd say, your eyes are like pools of water that I lose myself in, and he would really be selling it to me.
Was this a famous actor?
This is not a famous actor.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah, no, that's not, yeah, sincerity doesn't get bred well in child actors, I don't think.
Yeah, but also another reason, you know, to, if you can, maybe avoid the stick.
Right. Was it all about him, though? That's the question. When you guys were dating, was it all about him?
I don't know. A little bit, yeah. I mean, it could turn on you in a second. The whole thing could turn in a second. If he was fine, if everything was good for him, then it was fine. But the moment that we were going something...
Suddenly it's, what you talking about, Willis? And then that's... Right?
Hey, was he out of the closet?
Yeah, we were both out of the closet, for sure. But, like, if we were going to go to something and his manager would be there or whatever, he would just turn into crazy guy. And I'd just be like, dude, you need to just breathe and have a drink, man.
Right. How long did you date the guy for?
10 months.
Oh, yeah. Did you break up with him?
Yep.
And did he take it easily?
Well, let me tell you what he did that taught me something good, which the first guy and I, we remained friends, and it was torture. It was so effing hard. This guy, he said he wanted to be friends, but when it really came down to it, he didn't want to, and he really didn't be my friend. And I got to be honest with you, that's the way to go. That is the way to go, to just not be friends.
Just
don't
cut
try
it off.
To do all that. Yeah, just cut it off.
Yeah, I think that's the way to go.
Yeah.
Even in the heterosexual world.
Really?
Yeah, just cut it off.
Well, I say don't date women now, dude. I mean, come on.
I mean, was it such a bad experience that he turned you, like, back to women?
Yeah, exactly. I just flipped over to women, and now I have a wonderful girlfriend named Maggie.
There you go. See?
She's here right now. Maggie, say hi.
So at least the religious right is happy with your experience. So there's that.
That's pretty good, though. At least you got a sense of humor about it, you know? A lot of these guys lose it.
Sorry for the heartache. If I can just apologize for all child actors.
Yeah. Hey, hold on one second, dude. We're gonna, Drew, we're going to give you a prize here. Are you into Grand Prix at all?
Grand Prix?
Yeah.
That's a no.
I'm a gay guy. What do you think? I'm in the race. Dude.
Right. It's in Long Beach.
Right. It's a musical. Grand Prix the musical, no?
I love that one.
See?
How about rock opera?
There we go. Let's do it.
All right. I'm trying to think of what else. You don't have to Chevy.
Rock opera. He's
Super
okay.
Chevy show and pass. Emergency automotive kit. You're gay. You probably already have one. All right. Hold on one second. And we're going to give you a pair of tickets to rock opera at the House of Blues on Sunset Thursday night. 35 artists, musicians, and performers celebrate Hollywood's very own rock opera. BandageRockOpera.com has more details. Have you seen this before?
I've not seen the rock opera, but I've...
You want to go?
Yeah, Jesus Christ Superstar.
Jay Kogan gets tickets to rock opera. There you go.
I'm a big fan.
All right, if you've dated an actor, an actress, and you've got a nightmare story, I'm sure that people just pulling into town would love to hear it so they can stay away from those clowns, those chicks. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Conway Whitman Show. Jay Kogan's in tonight, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It's Tim Conway Jr. and Jay Kogan's with us tonight. And he is a writer, producer, actor, and he worked on The Frasier Show, also The Simpsons, Malcolm in the Middle, and currently working with Mike Myers on his new film, The Love Guru.
I also like to be referred to as a bon vivant.
A bon vivant?
Bon vivant.
A bon vivant.
Right.
All right, excellent.
Rake
Look at you,
and a rogue
Deb.
And a bon vivant.
All right, Troy in Northridge. You're on 97.1 Free FM. You dated an actress, dude?
I dated Satan herself.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Shannon Doherty. Wow. What was that like?
Well, she had crooked eyes. It was kind of weird. Actually, I'm a film director, and I was directing my first commercial out in the desert, and we'd done about 3 weeks of prep. And the day of, this actress was screaming and crying in her apartment. She even ended up throwing a lemon at my head.
Wait a minute. The chick you were living with?
I wasn't living with her, no. I was dating her. And, I mean, she was hot.
Right.
I mean, gorgeous, but...
Were you using her in the commercial?
I was using her. She was the main attraction in the commercial, and she almost quit the day of. We had to cajole her into coming with us. She brought six
hot babes?
Yeah, right.
Hispanic guys?
Six pieces of luggage for a day's shoot out there, and she wasted about, we only have so much time in the desert for, like, sunshine, that kind of thing. She ended up using about 6 hours of our 12 hours on her makeup.
High maintenance, this is what we're saying, high maintenance.
And did you hire her, and you brought her just because you knew her?
Well, I hired her, but then when we started dating, she offered to do it for free, so, I mean, it had its benefits, you know?
Right. I see.
Okay, it was worth the experience.
Was this a commercial for a snuff film? I'm just wondering what's going on in the desert.
What was the product?
I'm working up to the snuff films myself.
Okay. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's another additional form of torture is dating a girl that you're working with.
Oh, yeah.
If you're the director of the movie and you start dating the star, that's a nightmare. That's like, then there's no way out.
Right.
You need the star. And she has you wrapped around her finger, and
yeah, and she's a nightmare at work and a nightmare at home,
right?
And some guys, they work their way through that, and they hang and they hang and they, you know, and they become crippled,
right?
And they lose all their friends, and they get so, you know, tied into her that eventually it's like a murder suicide,
right? It's not good.
Yeah, you have to recognize when your friends tell you, "Hey, listen, maybe it's time to get out of this relationship." You got to really, you know, don't ignore these guys.
Because who says that? How bad does that have to get before you tell your friend? I write out loud. Really.
I've told a friend before.
Because I care about you, I'm going to say get out of this relationship.
I've told a friend that before, and he was married to a chick, and she turned out to be a complete lunatic. And a week after he got married,
right,
I said to him, and she wasn't even a lunatic while they were engaged. But after they got married, she turned into a complete whack job. And I said to him a week after he got married, I go, dude, you've got to get out of this. I don't know how, if you get an old or what, but you got to get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to me, he says, I agree with you. I'm just trying to get out of it.
Right.
And he did get out of it a week later.
Okay.
He was married for 2 weeks.
Well, that's 2 weeks is acceptable.
But I knew, and he knew, like, literally... I mean, maybe 2 days into the marriage that it wasn't going to work out.
But why 2 days into the marriage? Like, how long did they know each other before?
They knew each other for about 9 months, 10 months before.
So, like, on day four of the dating, don't you know then?
No, because she started doing some weird crap after they got married.
I see.
And I can't go into too many specific details.
Not having sex?
No. That
seems to happen after marriage. I'm just saying somewhere.
No, this is what she did, and I hope that the guy listening... I hope this has happened to more people than just this guy, because he'll know that it's him.
Right.
He already knows anyway.
Right.
But she would take snippets out of the Bible. She would cut up verses in the Bible and tape them to the headboard and, you know, like, read them when they're having sex. And these little snippets from the Bible were going to keep the devil away.
Right.
Now she really lost it.
Yeah. Now, see, I usually have to pay extra for that. That's something I look for. And I do it in Hebrew from the Torah.
And she was an actress, too.
So the girl has to read from left to right. Crazy.
So you got to keep the lights on.
Right to left. Yeah, we got to keep the lights on, and they have to know Hebrew.
Wow. So that, I mean, it took a long time to find Brown, huh?
Yes. She's an amazing lady.
Very caring.
Yes.
All right. Actresses, are they worth the absolute effing nightmare? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Steven and Gardena, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Jim?
What do you got?
Good, good. Hey, you know, back in the 80s, when I was in high school, I dated a chick. And actually, I went to a high school where there were quite a few big actors that came out the year I graduated. But anyway, this one chick ended up starring in one of the original Friday the 13th movies.
The original or one of the original?
I think it was the original. Okay. I think it was the original. But, you know, it was just kind of a curiosity. But she was pretty cool, actually. You know, you'd never know that, you know, that she was in the movies or played in a couple movies.
I still don't know.
Yeah,
who is she?
Yeah, did she have the patience for long, long stories?
No. well, no. No, actually, I don't think she's... I haven't seen her in anything since, but I think it was just kind of a flash.
See, so she wasn't really an actress, you see? She was just dabbling.
Right.
Well, she had like a five-minute part in the movie. But,
that's what I'm saying. There are actresses, though, that, like, they are actresses.
Was she crazy?
Just neurotic type, you know, which you know, is normal. But other than that, you know, pretty normal, you know. But I guess the level of her fame really, you know, kind of dictated her attitude.
All right, Bubba, I can't take that anymore. If you got a story of how normal you are and how normal your wife is and how normal your job is, how normal society is, save yourself the message units.
Right.
Why would you call with that?
You don't have to wait on hold for that. There's a lot you don't have to do.
It's like when guys call up and they say, you know, you're talking about, I don't know, name anything, like, you know, school vouchers, right? Mm-hmm. And a guy calls up and goes, well, I agree with both of you. Like, oh, well, why the hell did you call us? I agree with both of you. Ugh,
they want to bring peace. They want to bring unity.
All right. Dave in North Hills, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
How you doing?
All right. What's up, dude?
Basically, yeah, I dated this girl. She was an actress. I dated her for about 2 years, and it was absolutely like you're in a movie. The thing with dating actresses is that they're constantly acting. So you really don't know if you're dating somebody that you really know or right. somebody that they think they are.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, you have no idea when they say, when they say I love you.
Right.
You don't have no idea whether they're acting or whether.
Well, you know what? With that, I think with the I love you part, it was actually a little bit more realistic. It was when they got emotional. It was the part when you got in a fight and you didn't really know if they were sincere about how they feeling about the fight. You're getting all confused. You're like, wait, are you really upset? Are you acting? Because you really shouldn't be upset right now.
See, that's how I feel about all women, though. All women fighting in any way, shape, or form. It's like, what's going on here? You just landed from another planet. You become an alien. You're just screaming for no reason.
I guess I can't deny that.
Yeah.
I mean, Bubba, thanks for calling. Yeah, when women do get it, fortunately, my wife, we've been married. I've known her for 10 years, going on 11 years, and we've been living together for almost 9 years. And I think she's yelled at me once.
Patience of a saint to live with you.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
Somebody who agreed to marry you, first of all. Patience of a saint. Second of all.
Somebody who wanted to get married
to
me.
Yeah, come on.
They didn't even just agree. They wanted it.
They wanted it.
They wanted this.
Right.
They wanted 11:30 every night for this to walk through that door.
I know. There it is.
You know?
Okay.
I can't believe. Every night I walk home and I walk through that door, I can't believe she and my daughter and the furniture are still there.
Right.
If my wife, and Jennifer, you're listening right now, if you clean me out, you know, clean the bank account out and the furniture and took Sophie up to Oregon, I totally understand. I would love to see both of you, but I would understand that you think I'm a total a-hole.
Right.
I absolutely understand that.
Right.
But I hope she doesn't do that.
No, no, she won't do that because she has the patience of a saint.
I think she does.
Absolutely. You've
I hope
got
so.
That.
All right, we got to take a small break. David Letterman's top 10 list is coming up. And then the news with Rob and everybody. And don't forget, 10 o'clock tonight, Malibu Dan, the monkey's coming in with Sam Simon. He'll give him $100 for every question he gets right.
Oh.
And it's Stump the Monkey at 10 o'clock every night, every Monday night. And it always is something that people look forward to. Stump the Monkey, 10 p.m. So you got an hour and 10 minutes to get home and get your buzz on. It is the Conway Whitman Show. Jay Kogan's in. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.